Good morning, a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
Let's start with ex-Senator Jeff Klein and the State Ethics Commission. Tell us what's happening.
The Times Union's Brendan Lyons reported this last night. Former State Senator Jeff Klein filed a petition in state Supreme Court Monday to block the Joint Commission on Public Ethics from holding a hearing on whether he violated public officers' law when he allegedly forcibly kissed a female staff member outside an Albany bar 5 years ago. The petition filed by Klein Monday in Albany alleges J. Cope exceeded its authority and abused its discretion when it rejected a hearing officer's recommendation earlier this year that the case be dismissed. Klein was voted out of office in 2018, months after his former staffer, Erica Vladimir, leveled the allegations against him. Writing earlier this year, hearing officer Richard Rifkin, an attorney who headed a state ethics panel in the 90s and had been a special counsel to former Governor Elliot Spitzer, also found that a section of public officers' law under which Klein was charged does not apply because the allegation involved a quote-unquote single unwanted kiss without anything more that did not involve his government decision-making. And this is a quote from what Rifkin wrote in June. This does not mean that a state official cannot be penalized for such an unacceptable act. It only means that this commission is not the entity to impose the penalty.
Well, from there to Albany, where City Mayor Kathy Sheehan announced she's going to seek a third term. She has been a supporter of term limits.
Yeah, that's right. Mayor Sheehan announced Monday night that she is indeed going to seek a third term. She previously insisted she would only serve two terms, but she said the coronavirus pandemic changed her thinking for two reasons. It helped her forge relationships with state and other local leaders, but it also stalled her plans for the city during the final years of her second term. The mayor disclosed her election plans in an interview with the Spectrum News program Capital Tonight and then sent out a news release, which was accompanied by a campaign video. Sheehan's early announcement probably won't come to a surprise to many people. Next year's Democratic primary is just 6 months off, and a victory in that contest is tantamount to winning a third term because of the party's heavy enrollment edge over Republicans in Albany. Sheehan's announcement came with the endorsement of Common Council President Corey Ellis, who had been widely considered Sheehan's most formidable opponent in her primary. However this turns out, voters in Albany have shown little interest in voting out incumbent mayors. Since Mayor Erastus Corning II's election in 1941, no incumbent mayor has been defeated in a re-election campaign.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. You can read this and much more at timesunion.com. Mike, we'll catch up with you next week.
Cool. Thanks, Dave.